Can
Morning.
I add in a little bit of my present
Very good.
understanding on this Xiaolings? This Xiaolings is understanding that it's not only multi-dimensional. It is also crisscrossing between avijja link and the vijja link.
Yeah, that is what I meant by multi-dimensional. It's not linear,
okay.
Not one-way traffic, During
yeah.
contact, it can also be ignorant contact. That's why 1 to 7,
Yes.
That's why it's crisscrossing. You are right. Because sankhara sanya, actually avijja paccaya sankhara, can keep on happening. Then every
Yes.
moment also consciousness. Then your content go in that nama rupa. Understand not? So you are correct. Crisscrossing, but I call it multidimensional. The movement is all over. Very good. Sadhu.
Yeah, because Bratio always stress at the moment of consciousness is pure consciousness,
yes.
pure vijnana.
Yes.
Okay, so when even though when we have avijja in the beginning,
yes,
so we tend to think because we wanting to know, so we think. Okay,
yes.
The sankhara can be ignorant thinking of our
Correct.
proliferation.
Correct.
So but if there is a ever mindful or heedfulness, appamada, like the most important thing in this cultivation is the ever mindful or mindfulness or heedfulness,
Correct.
We can stop short. We can stop short at the contact, whether it's contact at sankhara, whether it's
Correct.
Contact of vijnana, whether
Correct.
It's a contact at nama rupa, the second aspect,
Yes.
or even salat yatana, until contact feeling,
Correct.
even at
Correct.
tanha, even at upadana, grasping,
Yes.
if we can stop
Yes.
short with
In
the
fact.
heedfulness to stop at the
Correct.
contact point,
In fact.
all the avijja will be overcome. If we don't continue proliferate, then there's no more
Correct.
suffering.
Correct. Correct. Sadhu. Sadhu.
So in between the avijja link, there
Yes.
can be vijja coming in to help us by
That
having
is
the
the one I've been
heedfulness,
teaching.
ever mindfulness.
That's why I've been teaching you all. Remember, Amy? When you no longer have avijja, when you have awakened, so this link, the first link, become vijja. Vijja means no need to think. That's why the enlightened one seldom think, hardly think. So avijja paccaya sankhara become like attenuated or hardly there. They only think when they need to think, which is to live life. Understand not? That's why this vijja, it become wisdom. Wisdom create pure thinking, pure feeling, pure sankhara, pure perception. Everything is pure. We have no more delusion. Understand not? Then upon contact, you can be at that moment. I always tell you all, when you have mindfulness, you can be at the moment of contact, even more. Then you release it, the other concomitant, like feeling, is also there. But feeling, you can be there too. Because I tested it. Then it can be pure feeling. It doesn't become craving one, cannot move on. So it will stop there, pure feeling. But there is no craving. No more delusion to draw you, to delude you, to like influence you or afflict you. So that link cannot move. That's why you become like, you understand, yoni so manasikara spontaneously upon contact during the sense experience. That spontaneous manifestation of yoni so manasikara is faster than the input of content or consciousness. You understand? Huh? Before the content can go in, that wisdom that prompts you to yoniso manasikara already clear your delusion. That's why you cannot move. The content cannot go in. So what happened is that vijnana will have pure content. Pure content means what? You still got the 5 aggregate. Understand? Huh? So there is no more avijja. No more greed, hatred, and delusion. That's why it's right thought, wholesome thought. The content of consciousness is full of virtue, full of wisdom, love, compassion, all these things. That's why heedful living with wisdom and heedless living is world apart. And with the first two link, when no more avidya, you seldom think. Most of the time, you are aware. You only think when you need to live life. Careful. Thank you, Amy. You create that condition for me to further explain.
Yeah, because as long as we have the ever mindfulness, there's the upper mada, we can stop short at any link and not only the first two links.
Yes,
even a healing or birth link, or even that suffering state, the all the mess of whole suffering arise at the suffering state. If we can stop short at that particular dukkha, we still have hope.
You
still have hope to come out of it.
Yes. What you are trying to say is before that being awakened, understand not? But he has basic Dhamma. So when you are ever mindful, initially before the yoni so manasikara prompt you, maybe the link will move, understand not? But it is like attenuated, weakened a lot already. Why? Before it become the whole mess of suffering, like jara, marana, all those things, even sorrow, lamentation, grief, all that. Before even that one hit you, you already knew the Four Noble Truths. You have awakened. These are reality of life and existence, common reality to all beings, not only to me. So you will know how to accept because you know the cause of suffering is sakayadity, anasana, self-delusion. That's why I say that is the most dangerous delusion on the whiteboard. So sakayadity is the one that created all this movement. So when you understand that home as a suffering, the first noble truth reality and the second noble truth cause of arising of suffering, you straight away know how to manage your life already. You know the cause, you know what suffering is, then you won't get yourself deluded either. So this is what Envy say, you can still come out of it. But the moment you understand the third noble truth, what happened? Suffering need not be. Cessation of form and mind to realize Nirvana is possible. Then all this movement stop already. Yeah. The pure aggregate take over. The paticca samuppada with the pure aggregate is without tangha, upadana, bawa, jati, none of all this. Then, of course, jara marana and all those things also don't arise. So the link is always vija, paccaya, pure thinking, pure consciousness, pure content in the namarupa, the right thought, the virtuous thought, and all those things. Then after that, the sense waves are still normal, understand? It still functions. That's why I can still be conscious. The 18 sense lines still arise. But the only difference is within the mundane mind has collapsed, the supra mundane mind take over. And this paticca samuppada is born of the supra mundane mind. That's why in the Abhidhamma, you remember, there is a type of consciousness they call supra mundane consciousness. Maybe you know,
Yeah, the mentioned
before, like the consciousness. Yeah. Supra mundane citta. So because of that, when you already liberate your mind, enlightened with the pure awareness and the wisdom, then this paticca samuppada become pure paticca samuppada. And the link after vedana, the craving, all those things all cannot arise because of that wisdom. But before, yes, when you are ever mindful, like we say, you can see, but you haven't had the stability of yoniso manasikara, then this link can move. That's why sometimes you can still have the habitual tendency to stir you. But you cannot root out habitual tendency immediately. But immediately it will prompt you, this is suffering, this is delusion, understand now? This is attachment, this is grasping, this is wrong view. So straight away, you will know that you can come out of it, like Amy said, you can come out of it. But you need stability of wisdom to be completely free from it. That's why after you become Arahant and beyond, all this craving, grasping, becoming, the cease. Even the next future birth also cannot take place. How can it happen after that? Understand or not? We have no more avijame. Every moment, every instant, at the time of death, no more rebirth, because that avijja no more. That vijja stop the transmigration or the rebirth consciousness. So this is how it happened. So we should thank him here. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Another point I would like to raise is Brother Teo always say, and then Brother Sui An also understand about it. In the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness. Okay, so it's the same, apply to all the other six sense basis of consciousness.
If we
understand all these respective consciousness, it's only the consciousness.
That means it's the like pure experiment. Naturally arise one, dependent on
the reason. Because our sense organs are normal.
Naturally in the physical body.
Yes. So if we can have this ever mindfulness, or Brother Teo said it's a heedfulness, it will help us. It will help us to stop short at the consciousness. That's why respective consciousness, there is only the respective consciousness arise.
Nobody or
nothing to be aware or conscious of.
No one to Everything see, is, no one to hear, no one to smell, no one to taste, no one to become that tactile sensation. There is no being behind. Even the thought is respond to memory, like I explained just now. That's why you see everything is dependent originating, naturally arising, passing away. Then due to avijja, the unenlightened one, input the wrong content on it, the whole thing become a mess. Understand? But if you don't input the wrong content through avijja, through memory, the whole thing becomes so beautiful. That is Pativeda, the third phase of living, the live or enlightened being. Then your paticca samuppada are different. It become everything pure, pure, pure. So the six sense door, all same. The seeing, the hearing, the smell, taste, tactile, and thought consciousness. In the thinking, there is only the thought consciousness. No one to think. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness. No one to see. So there is no subject behind the seeing. Because that light bulb naturally light up. Then because you have a mundane mind, this mundane mind take over for those who didn't cultivate mindfulness and awareness. So they don't have that instrument to develop the wisdom, the yoniso manasika, which is connected to the five ingredients. So because of that, it cannot prompt them. So the only tool they have, instrument, is the mundane mind. And they act through memory. That's why views, opinion, belief system, tradition, whatever that you hold on to your memory, your fear, your phobia, your insecurity, your scars of memory, whatever, all these are delusion, rubbish. So you act according to that, you are acting according to your fear, your anxiety, your insecurity, your selfishness, your delusion, your greed, born of your sakayadity. So all this, you will see them. Then you awaken to it. That's why you will straighten your view to see things as they are. Then you no longer grasp and cling. Then all this movement cannot happen. And Ingbi is right. That's why I say just now, without mindfulness, stability, you cannot cope with life. You cannot cope with life. Understand that? To cope with life, because the senses move so fast, because the mind moves so fast, I told you, the senses are fully engaged. Without mindfulness, you cannot see, you cannot understand what is going on. That's why you continue with your heedless thinking, heedless reacting, stirring of mind, entanglement, affliction. This is what the mundane mind that has sakayaditi, ignorant, will do. So this is how mindfulness can allow you to have that ability to be aware of all this movement. Then you start to understand. Then you start to develop the understanding to straighten your view, to accept the world as the world. People are just the way they are. Then there is no thinker behind the thought. Oh, you know, because the mindfulness will see that every moment of perception, you go to the brain to try to perceive it. But you have to retrieve through memory. Otherwise, the perception cannot go in. Then the discriminating mind's movement, the activity, you can see your mindfulness. And then you trace the origin. That is how Sakkayaditti create that stirring. You become angry, fearful, unhappy. All the envy, jealousy, insecurity, sorrow, all come through Sakkayaditti, self-delusion, the wrong view. And then you understand. That's why I give you a summary. Easy to understand, easy to cultivate. Instead of learning what is right thought, understand what is wrong thought. Thought that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your selfishness, your emotional negativity. These are all wrong thought. Understand? Then whenever you are not peaceful and unhappy, the evil roots are there. You know, I saw what is wrong thought. So these are all your unhappy mind states. Fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, selfishness, emotional all these are your evil roots. That's why whenever you are unhappy and not peaceful, the wrong thought is there, the evil roots are there. So through this, it helps you to check. And especially if you are mindful and aware, the slightest unhappiness, you will know what. You detect it already. Yeah. Then you will know how to relax. Then contemplate the Dhamma, then let things be. And that's how. There's no reality. Think also like that, don't think also like that. The more you think you are deluded, you entangle more and you become more miserable. Understand now? So all this understanding will awaken you. It's not true knowledge. Knowledge cannot free you. Be mindful that you see that it's not something you hear from others. No? It's something you saw inside your own form and mind. No? It's just like people tell you, hey, your good friend is actually not your friend. No? You shouldn't believe. He has been with me so long, I know him well. You know who is a good friend? Your thought, understand? The thought that every time tell you, if the guy, you be careful. No? He last time cheat you. Then you always believe that thought. No? Yeah, I better take precaution. So to you, is your thought is your good friend. Every time, protect you. But in a negative way. Understand? Then you go and tell you, hey, if you don't have the wisdom, don't use thought. He said, the hell with you. Yeah, don't use thought, how to live life. And my thought is very important. No? It let me reason, no? Let me analyze things, no? Let me understand things. No? Of course, there are some basis behind that. Technological thing, yeah, you use thought. But psychological thing, emotional thing, you use thought, you should die. And because you tell him, he sure won't believe it. But when that guy on his own see how suffering afflict him, then he decide to give it a try, then he develop the mind, then he see, then no need to talk to him already. He will know all this. Then he will tell other people, hey, you better be careful. Understand? Like a lot of Kayamita, after they understand, even Song started, he tell all the other Kayamitas, yeah, you just follow exactly what Brother Teo say. Don't go and get you, get yam, get tauhu. Forget about it. Where you keep over, you think, oh, Brother Teo must mean like that. Can't you just read the instruction and don't use your conditioning from your other type of meditation or what people taught you, the memory and the knowledge? Then you will progress. Like Manion, that day, he means what? Relax into every mind state. That one is so important. You don't read, you don't see, you miss. And Yunchan is also another one with the coming part, because he don't have that paramia to understand simple instruction or not. Yeah? She is so conditional. There's a lot of things I say, she cannot catch it one. But now, slightly better already. Then she asked, you are asking me, Alicia, just now he explained during the exercise, the hand. He cannot catch it, cannot follow. Then I explained to her. Then after that, I said, You are not mindful when you are doing this. To her, it's like that. And so, but when you are mindful, you're aware, you're silent, everything. You know? That flow, that movement, the awareness and the thing is one. The breath follow. And when you go down, it's relaxed. You know? There is no tension, nothing. You know? Mindfulness is like that, very natural. So don't try to like want to be mindful. Relax, let it be, just do, walk. Then when it's stabilized, the mindfulness will be there. Like God, he know how to be with it. Then he know how to go and look at nature, contemplate, relax, that's silent. Then he feel the breeze, and then the awareness feel, understand? If he's busy thinking, worrying, he cannot feel all these things, understand? Because you are preoccupied with your so-called thought process. Could be something disturbing you or worrying you. Then you are lost in thought. Understand? Then you cannot, in that silent, creative nature environment, experience the pristine beauty and wonders of nature and life. Understand? Those breeze coming, you cannot feel. To live life is to be with the moment, to experience all this pristine beauty and wonders of life. And that thing that comes is so soothing, even chill. But it's so good. Well, that is what nature is. Then you understand. Can follow. Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.